Good morning and welcome to Monday Coffee. We're going through a series called Questions a Pastor Receives. And this is based off of questions I receive as a pastor from people in the congregation or people I bump into at social events or family and friends. And so this week we have a special question, but also to remind ourselves that the answers I give to these questions aren't meant to be the answer, but they are meant to be the answer that I have come to within my own experience of life, scripture, study, prayer, all of that. And so these are questions, they're answered from where I'm coming from and where I've landed on those. So the question today is, how can I continue to support someone who is self-destructive? And I think this is a common question because our faith and our tradition is all about love and compassion and forgiveness for others. But when somebody continues to be self-destructive, that creates a ripple effect that hurts others, that hurts us, our friends, family, everybody else, that it feels hard to even stay in that relationship with that person. So I want to kind of frame this in a couple different ways. We're going to read a piece of scripture that helps us understand how many times we're supposed to forgive and show mercy to others, and then talk about what can we do in practical ways to help ourselves be present for the people we love in our life, even when they're self-destructive. So in Matthew 18, 21 through 35, Jesus gives a parable about how many times we must forgive others. And I'm just going to read the first part and then the ending. And the first part says that Peter came to him and said, "Lord, if another member of the church sins against me, how often should I forgive? As many as seven times?" Jesus said to him, "Not seven times, but I tell you, 77 times." And then towards the end, verse 33 through 35, it talks about, "Should you not have mercy on your fellow slave as I had mercy on you?" And then he says, "So my heavenly Father will also do to every one of you if you do not forgive your brother and sister from your heart." And I think from here, you can read the parable, the middle part, and help fill in the blanks there. But I think the important part of the scripture, what it is giving us, is this understanding for God that forgiveness is important, especially from the heart. Not just phony forgiveness, like, "I forgive you, I just want to be done with this," but real forgiveness. Because what that does is it releases your own heart and soul from the resentment and burden of anger and hurt that weighs upon you. Because forgiveness can be a one-sided street. You can forgive somebody without them knowing, or them forgiving you, or reconciling. Forgiveness has to do with, how do you free your heart from the poison that is resentment? Now, reconciliation is different. Forgiveness, it could be one-sided. Reconciliation, you need both parties to come together and reconcile. But also, as Christians, we need to understand, when you reconcile with somebody, that also doesn't mean you have to be their friend anymore. That relationship may end after that, and that's okay. That's one of the loving things you can do for others. You may have to end relationships if they are too self-destructive and the person is not willing to change at all. That could be the most loving thing to do for somebody else also, because it kind of shakes up their world and helps them understand what is going to be the most important thing to them. Also, I think, understand that this is their thing and not yours. Oftentimes, we project our expectations of what we think people should be and how they should act on others. So when they fall short of those expectations, we are disappointed. But it's not really because of them and what they did, it's because of our own expectations on them. And so when we get frustrated with somebody who we love that's being self-destructive, it's because we know that there could be a better life for them. But that's going to be their thing that they need to figure out. And you have to figure out your place and how you're going to help guide them in that and love them through it. Or if you're going to have to break off that relationship. And I think ultimately, the other thing to do is therapy and prayer. I think it's okay to have Jesus and a therapist too. That sometimes in Christianity, we get into a mode where we think that therapy means that we're weak, or our faith isn't strong enough, or we haven't prayed enough. No, therapy is a perfect way to help you understand your own human emotions, the way that God created you, and how you have come to the point of of how you react to things, how you understand things. And prayer is also a way to help settle your spiritual life, your heart. Set it on God and your relationship with God, and that's going to help your spiritual life in the midst of this. So those are just some ways that you can help support someone even though they're being self-destructive, or figure out, is this something I still need to be, is this a relationship I still need to be in, or is it going to be healthier to break it off? And these are all very complex issues, and I understand there's a lot of context and nuance within all this, but that's my general answer to this question, and it's going to vary on situations. But this is the way that you can show up for people that you love, to protect yourself with boundaries, to continue to be with them. But there's going to be times where you have to set up boundaries where you cannot be with them totally, because that's going to protect you in order to show up for them later on. So this is how you can show up and support somebody who's being self-destructive. Have a great week.